The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, gentle listener. Michael Kist here with some quick programming notes and updates from the NFL and the Eagles. This feed is going to ramp up considerably after a slight lull, and I wanted to let you know what we have in store for you in the coming days. On Wednesday, me and Benjamin Solak will be recording with NFL analyst and Eagles preseason color commentator Ross Tucker. We're going to talk all things Eagles and also some items related to this unprecedented season with COVID casting a large shadow over everything. Speaking of which, a note on COVID, the NFL and its owners conducted a league meeting today to try to finalize health and safety measures. Other topics include how those impact the financials of the league and preseason. What we do know right now, and this is being reported as I'm recording this, but the NFL and the Players Association agreed to an agreement on testing protocols. There is going to be daily testing for the first 2 weeks. If after that the rate is under 5%, it'll move to every other day. Players and coaches require 2 negatives before being allowed into the building. By the way, that's 40,320 tests a week in the NFL, quadruple that of the MLB, who comes in second. Players wanted daily testing, and to start out at least, they got it. Adam Schefter also tweeted out that he was texted by a league source telling him that they were getting closer on most, if not all, issues. So if you're worried about the season even happening to begin with, this is some positive news, and there's going to be more news to talk about on this, so we'll get back on the program update side of things and what you can expect from BGN. Also on the feed later this week, we are scheduled to record with Warren Sharp of sharpfootballanalysis.com. He recently released his must-have 2020 football preview. It's something that I pour through every offseason, and he's got some really interesting nuggets in his Eagles chapter, so we're going to dig into all of that. Another guide that I get every year is the Football Outsiders Almanac. We are working out the particulars of this interview, but I'd say sometime in the next week or so, I'll be talking with Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders and the Off the Charts podcast. In some more football-related news, the Eagles start reporting to training camp on Tuesday, or are supposed to. We'll see exactly what happens with that as we move forward. As such, they have locked up all of their 2020 NFL draft class selections to their contracts. This was obviously delayed due to COVID, but with those complete, there shouldn't be any hiccups there. For 21st overall selection, wide receiver Jalen Reagor out of TCU, it is a 4-year, $13.3 million deal. And of course, as a first-round selection, there's a possible fifth-year option to pick up if necessary or warranted. The other notable deal is quarterback Jalen Hurts, the second-round selection. He inked a 4-year, $6.02 million deal that has a $1.94 million signing bonus. Hurts also received workout bonuses in year 3 and year 4, which are $75,000. And $100,000 respectively, which is similar to what Denver Broncos quarterback Drew Locke received in his contract after being the 42nd overall selection in the 2019 NFL draft. Essentially, what that means is from April to June, outside of a mandatory 3-day minicamp, there are voluntary workout programs that Hurts has an incentive to attend rather than working out on his own elsewhere like some players choose to do. Typically, this bonus triggers at 90% attendance of those possible workouts, so the Eagles want Hurts in-house for the offseason and have incentivized his participation in those activities. So now that we're all caught up, that's going to wrap up this update. Make sure that you're subscribed to the BGN feed. And once we have enough questions in the iTunes reviews, me and Solak will get to answering those. So leave 5 stars, leave a written review with or without a question for us, up to you. Subscribe and keep an eye out for all those special guest spots, including the first one coming up with Ross Tucker. Until then, keep it locked here, and remember, we all we got, we all we need. Fly, Eagles, fly.
P-G-N.